Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I'm so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even including having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. And for me, for, oh gosh, about 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to teach business storytelling skills in very concrete, pragmatic ways fast. So I am super excited to introduce Dr. Karen Dietz. Now, Karen is a veteran consultant and coach of transformational business storytelling. She's also the best-selling author of Business Storytelling for Dummies and is currently promoting her free transformational communication toolkit for leaders to help them through this COVID pandemic experience. Now, Dr. Dietz has presented at TED Talks, has been interviewed countless times for her business storytelling, and in March of this year appeared on the Storytelling in Organizations Special Interest Group for the National Storytelling Network. Well, welcome, Karen. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Oh, Wendy, I am so thrilled to be here. I've been excited about this day coming for, you know, quite a while. So I'm just thrilled to be able to talk with you today.
Yeah, fantastic. And, you know, I got to tell you, I just love how you're helping people learn how to use storytelling as a powerful communication tool within business. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Oh, great. I'm happy to share with you whatever I can today. So
that sounds great. And of course, you know, top of mind for me, since this is an inspirational podcast, is exactly what was the inspiration for you or the tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching and consulting practice?
Well, it was a long time ago, but I remember it like yesterday. Okay. And I was teaching at the University of Pennsylvania. So I had an academic career. It's where I went to get my doctorate. And my doctorate is in folklore and folk life. And, you know, but basically what folklore study is, you know, how a group or an organization or a community transmits its knowledge and its values and its wisdom through time so they can sustain and maintain themselves. And so, you know, what organization or business wouldn't want to know, you know, more about that? But I know.
Right, okay, I'm waiting here.
But I was teaching academically and teaching folklore classes, and I was having a problem because, you know, I love folklore so much. It is my avocation.
Right.
But I really wanted it to make a difference for my students, to help them, you know, through their lives and through their careers. And I kept failing at that. And I kept failing at it. I kept failing at it for 3 whole years.
Okay.
Until I finally figured out what the problem was. And the problem was me. And I was too close in age to my students. And I did not have enough life experience to make the subject matter that I was teaching relevant to them.
Oh, okay.
So I had a, you know, hard talk with myself, and I made a decision. And the decision I made was to take the next 10 years and cram as much life experience into that 10 years as I possibly could.
Okay.
And then
sounds
decide.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then decide, well, what I wanted to do after that, you'll go back in academics or, you know, continue the path forward. So anyway.
Did that include bungee jumping or just seriously?
Well, no. What it involved first was starting my own business, because I'm kind of going, well, who's going to hire a folklorist to do what?
Right.
I could be a secretary. No, I don't think so. So I came to the conclusion I was probably unemployable. So that meant that, okay, I had to employ myself. And I had been in Philadelphia living at that time, and I had been taking these wonderful, incredible, transformative trainings and workshops in New York City, you know, all about personal transformation and human potential. And I go, okay, I'm tired of going to New York City. Bring these people down to Philadelphia.
Okay.
And that's your business. And so I did that. And the minute I did that, I was just in total terror. I was so scared, right, about it. But I said, just keep going forward. Just keep putting one step in front of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, long story short, I was successful enough that first year that then a few months after that, like a year and a half later, I was able to bring in a partner. And 4 years later, I sold that business and moved from Philadelphia out here to San Diego, where I now am.
Wow, that is amazing. Wow, that's been quite a journey from stepping out of the academic world to following your passion for personal transformation, as well as filling a huge need. Yeah, wow, that's just great. Well, how long have you been on this business journey? And over the course of the time that you've been in business, has your mission or vision evolved?
You know, that's a great question. And so I started this, started my first training company right out of academics, you know, out of graduate school,
right,
in 1982. So I've been at it, you know, quite a while. I'm kind of, you know, cluing you in.
We call this, you know, Dr. Deese, we call this seasoned.
Right.
Okay.
Now, you know, it's interesting because what I love about your question is that it kind of taps into, well, what is your vision and what is your mission? And, you know, my vision is that together we create a future that excites, inspires, and empowers humanity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, my mission and my vision, those words have changed over the years. But the motivating force behind my work has never changed from day one. It's been the same. And that force is what happens to me and to my clients when we're in a coaching session together. And there's a moment when we're working on their story, there's a moment that happens when all of a sudden, like the light bulb goes off for my client, and they start going, oh my God, this story of mine, I'm learning something from it. It's an important story. And I didn't realize I had, you know, something to say that was big and meaningful. Mm. And what happens then is that they become re-inspired by their own story. And then as a result of that, they can inspire others.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. Every single day, I will get up out of bed for that moment. Mm. That moment when somebody experiences their magnificence through their own story. And that is something that has never changed throughout my work. And so I think that's what motivates me the most and how I can best answer that question.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I love that. Yeah. And so what I'm gathering is that your mission, your vision has evolved a little bit, but the original motivating force has just remained this beacon, this guidepost.
Yes, absolutely. And so on those days when I don't feel like getting up out of bed because business feels so hard or whatever else is going on, you know, life is just a challenge.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we have the high highs and the low lows. that motivating force, that why do I do my business, right? Okay. Why do I do the work that I do that gets me up out of bed and back to work every single time?
Yep. Oh, that's great. That's powerful wisdom right there. You know, that just to keep eyes on the bigger picture, and absolutely there are some stumbling blocks, but keep your head up over all that kind of chaos that might be occurring onto that bigger picture. So that's fantastic. Well, I'm just curious. So speaking of that, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Oh yeah. Well, I think I think the biggest one was when I first started out in the training business in Philadelphia. I had $36 in my bank account.
Oh, wow.
My relationship of 6.5 years just ended, and I had been living with my boyfriend. So all of a sudden, I didn't have a place to stay. And all of my stuff was in storage. And a good friend of mine, you know, let me sleep on her living room floor with all of my worldly possessions in one brown box and two brown paper bags.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's how I started. And, you know, the biggest challenge for me was how scared I was, because I thought for sure I was going to end up a bag lady on the streets of Philadelphia. And I was so scared. I mean, it almost felt like just feeling terror all the time. Mm-hmm. And so I knew that that was something that I needed to get a handle on. And you know what most of us do, me included, is that around fear, the easiest thing to do, well, maybe it's not so easy, but the most common thing to do is to try to suppress it or ignore it. Right? And I, for some reason, I knew at that time that if I tried to do that, I would be in a world of hurt, mentally, emotionally, physically, that, you know, the level of fear that I was experiencing was too great. And so I needed to do something about that. And what I know about fear is that the only way out is through. Right? Mm-hmm. You have to just keep moving through the fear. So what did I do to handle all of that? Well, I would, you know, get a little money together whenever I could, and I would drive over to New Jersey to the Great America Adventure Theme Park.
Okay.
And they would have all those roller coasters there. And something you need to know about me is that I hate roller coasters.
Okay. I think I know where this is going, but I might be surprised here. You're facing your fear and you don't like roller coasters. So.
Right, because they scare me.
They scare you. I agree. I have the same feeling.
Right. So I would spend about 4 hours there, and I would deliberately put myself on every single roller coaster.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That just makes my stomach turn just thinking about it.
And it was really great though for two reasons.
Right.
One,
you survived.
I survived. I got at the end of every ride, I got to say, "Oh, I survived that." But even better is that I got to scream my guts out every single ride.
Oh, wow. Right?
And so it was like a socially sanctioned way to just scream and deal with that fear, and instead of running down the streets of Philadelphia screaming. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And then at the end of every ride, I said, okay, not only did you survive, but how does this ride compare to the challenges you're experiencing in your business? And I go, you know what? The challenges I'm experiencing in my business are a lot less scary now than the ride that I was just on.
Wow.
And I would do that, as I said, for about 4 hours. I would go on every single ride. And that calmed me down, and that kept me moving forward. And so that was one technique that I used. And then the other technique, yeah, it was fun. And the other technique was I would deliberately watch scary movies.
Okay.
So those two things got me through that first year.
Well, I've got to tell you, Dr. Dietz, I have not heard that type of therapy before of how to face and get through fear. I love that. It is facing fear head on. You know, it's not necessarily the same fear that is coming up in business, like, oh, the fear of asking for the value of your offer or the fear that, you know, I hear so often. It's just facing fear in its general kind of a sense. Okay, what's another place that I have fear? And I'm going to go face it. That's great.
Yeah. And I found, you know, fun, entertaining ways to do it. And so I think that that was part of the key also that made it work.
And so you discovered that by doing those things, then it made the fears that you were feeling towards your business or towards ending up as a bag lady, those fears just started dissipating?
Yes, they became tolerable. They would calm down and I could continue to work on the business without being paralyzed or worried by that fear.
Wow, that is powerful. I love that. That is such an amazing technique. Yeah. Well, obviously, Karen, you are an expert at helping people really lean in and learn how to be so effective at communicating through the use of storytelling in their business. But I'm curious, talking about fears here, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, yes. And bottom line is that I am uncomfortable with the client enrollment process, with that sales process. Now, there's one thing that I really love about it, though. I will say that. And what I love most about the enrollment process is really talking with people to find out what their issues are, what they're struggling with, what they wish would happen that's different than what's happening now. And I'm just so curious about that. And I love hearing that from people because I feel like, oh, that's where I get to start a relationship. And I could just be with somebody in that space all day.
Right.
And so that's the part that I like.
Okay.
The part that makes me uncomfortable is the point where you get to asking for the business.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens typically is we say, okay, well, you know, you get to the point where you could say, well, when would you like to start?
Right.
And
just kind of out of the blue.
Yeah, well, hopefully not quite out of the blue, but still, okay. Right? Still, it's sort of like, oh, asking for the business, you know, they're going to reject me and all that sort of stuff. So I've learned one technique and I would love another. If you have any other advice to give, I would love to hear it. One of the things that I've done in conversations when I get to that point is I will ask the prospect, well, what do you think your next steps are?
Okay.
And so then we get a little discussion going, but the nature of the relationship hasn't changed so much.
Right. Right.
And so I switch back and forth between those two, depending on how the conversation is going. But that's as far as I've gotten.
Sure. Yeah. No, that's really, you're not alone in that type of a fear or uncomfortable feeling or however, you know, whatever the energy level is around that point where it transitions from this nice conversation that you're just connecting with somebody and really understanding where they're at, what their problems are, what their challenges, what they'd like to have accomplished, and you're listening and providing feedback. And then all of a sudden, well, if you like to work together, would you like, you know, and it's just like, you don't want to back somebody into the corner. You know, if there aren't certain things that occur before that question, then it just feels, like I said, it is a little bit out of the blue, even though obviously the conversation is a business conversation and somebody knows that there's a point where you're going to talk about, all right, would you like to get started? But one of the techniques, if you'd like, I'd be happy to share with you.
Oh, please.
Is to you identify what challenges they're having, and you've really gotten clear on how this is preventing either further success or it's creating challenges in say, a leadership role or in business growth or something around their profession, since this is business storytelling. And you put a clear picture of how life would be without that problem, right? If they were to have that solved, or if they had those skills and be able to communicate in a more authentic, engaging way, how would you better be able to lead or influence or manage or whatever their business role is, then to, you know, and there are other elements that go into the enrollment conversation. I'm just distilling it to this one particular pinnacle. But if you say, well, so do you have a game plan in place? Do you have a proven way that you're going to accomplish this?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, good. And then
I like that.
That opens the door then in a more smooth way. Well, if you don't have a plan, how about if I share with you some of the ways that I work with people to help them, blah, blah, blah. Or would you like to hear about ways that I work with people? Yeah. And then, so you've just brought them to the point, yeah, I really want this outcome. And no, I don't have a plan. Guess what? I've got a plan that you might be interested in. Of course, you can't say it that way. Well, you could. It's just your personal style, right?
Right, right. Well, that's brilliant. That is just brilliant.
Excellent. All right. Well, it's terrific. I'm glad I moved the needle there for you a little bit on that one area that you're uncomfortable with, because, you know, the enrollment conversation should, from top to bottom, be just this enjoyable, comfortable, authentic, you know, successful conversation. So, and at the end, you know, it's a happy agreement. The prospective client now is clear, confident, and excited about working with you.
Ah, great. I love it. Perfect.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, I would love to circle back to something I spoke about in introducing you. We talked a little bit, or I mentioned a little bit about the tool that you had created here, this...
The Transformational Communication Toolkit.
Right, for helping leaders be more successful during the pandemic here. So my question is, specifically, has the COVID pandemic had any impact on the work that you're doing?
Well, yes, but in a very specific way. First of all, I've been working virtually for a few years. So all of my coaching, workshops, everything that I do has been virtual for a little while now. So COVID did not impact my work habits or processes. But what did happen for me is I started to ask myself the question more than ever before in a very deliberate way. How can I be most helpful to people right now? And that is a question that I'm asking myself like every week, sometimes daily, as we're going through this pandemic experience. And so one of the first things that came to my mind is to put together this toolkit that's available for free. It's 45 pages of step-by-step things people can do to help others get through this crisis and to communicate effectively and in inspiring ways. Because what everybody needs right now is greater trust, hope, reassurance, and we need to communicate in a way that brings out our humanity more than ever before. And so what I share in the toolkit are very practical step-by-step things you can do. You know, you could read the toolkit and 30 minutes later start applying it. I go through two models and three different processes that you can use so that when you communicate with people, not only are you inspiring, but you're helping people, and they in turn feel seen, heard, and valued.
Yeah, that is so important right now. That is great. Wow, I love that. It sounds like it's just spot on for exactly what people need, not just leaders, but in general, in so many different roles that we're playing in life right now, and the impacts of all the fear and the, you know, not only for the financial, but the health and how everything is changing, the dynamics. So, wow, that is, I love that. That is fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, there's so many different ways to apply what I share in the toolkit. And I've had people report back to me that they're using it with their customers and their employees and their clients, and it's really helping them. And so it's like, oh, okay, yeah. Every time I hear that, it just makes my day again. Right?
There you go. You're back to that original motivating force.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. Well, Karen, how do you work with people who want to learn how to use storytelling to become better communicators within business, within their roles, within so many different aspects? But I'm just curious to find out a little bit more about your philosophy or methodology and this powerful work that you're doing.
Right. Well, I focus on experience, and stories are when you share personal experiences, and experiences are what we remember and what we learn from. Mm-hmm. And so I take that approach. Now, there's another approach called the formula approach. You know, let me help you structure a story and fill out the formula. But my goal is to teach you skills for lifelong storytelling, where the formula approach will help you, but only for a few times.
Okay.
Once people understand that storytelling is an experience and we go through how to do that, then results accelerate, you know, really fast.
Right.
And so that's part of it. But now there's another thing that everybody really needs to know, and that is there are two sides to telling, to storytelling. One is the telling side of the coin, and the other side of the coin is story listening. Mm-hmm. Now, story listening is how do you deliberately listen the best story out of someone possible, and there are specific behaviors and attitudes that are important when you do that to be successful in story listening. It's interesting. I do so many different things in my work. But people tell me over and over and over again that once they go through the story listening piece, that is the most transformative piece for their lives.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I think I could probably use that in just being a better interviewer, right?
Right.
Listening to the stories out of people. I love that.
And you're doing it. You're a great interviewer, Wendy. So, you know, don't worry so much about that. But that's it, my work really is about is teaching not only the telling skills from the experiential and experience point of view, but also the story listening point of view.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, it sounds like it's really a robust program or approach that covers so many different aspects to help people really up-level their abilities to communicate and motivate or inspire. So mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and you know, I've had clients go on and testify in front of state and national Congress and change laws. Huh. I've had organizations raise hundreds of thousands of dollars. I've had individuals accelerate their careers beyond like where they could imagine. Mm-hmm. And so this works. I mean, this really works.
Yeah. It sounds like you've boiled it down to really the essence and the art and really the key elements, and then help people just really step into this new way of learning how to communicate in such an impactful way. That's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Great question. So the easiest thing to do is to go to my website, which is karendeets.com, and that's K-A-R-E-N, and then Deets, D-I-E-T-Z. Of course, it's all one word, right? The Earl. So karendeets.com. And if you want the toolkit, if you want to download that for free, then you do karendeets.com/toolkit. And that will get you right to that page, and you can download it from there.
Okay. Perfect.
And then, you know, you'll see on my website, I do courses, online courses, and other good things for people to help them with their storytelling and to be more influential and impactful, mm-hmm. and to help grow their businesses.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, I love that. So that's simple enough. KarenDietz.com, and that's KarenDiet as in Tom Z. KarenDietz.com. And then to grab that toolkit, /toolkit after the .com. So, ah, fantastic. Well, Karen, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom throughout our conversation here, but if I could tap on you one last time, mm-hmm. in looking at your own experience in building your business, mm-hmm. what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have started their own business, or maybe they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Well, regarding questions,
quite a bit. Besides going over to the amusement park and jumping on a roller coaster, or watching scary movies, or
I know. Well, you know, welcome to the self-doubt and questioning club.
Love, yeah. Is that a Facebook group?
Yes. You know, after all these years, it still happens. And so here's what helps me deal with all of that. And that is continuing to go back to my why. Mm-hmm. So when I'm doubting, you know, do I really know what I'm doing? and am I really being helpful? And you know, is my business really going to be successful? You know, I just keep going back to that why. And well, when I have, you know, concerns around my business, you know, of course, I always do rely on my peers, and I go get coaching when I need to help me through a rough spot. But even that is so that I can do my why even better, or to a wider group. So that's my, I think, little piece of wisdom there is, you know, no matter how you're feeling, whatever doubts or concerns you have, or second guessing that you do, just continue to go back to what is that motivating force for why you're doing what you're doing.
Right. Yeah, that is great. I love that. That is just one of those rock solid pillars, right? That is so true. It's just that guiding light that really helps, like I said earlier, take the vision from down on all the stumbling blocks and everything that maybe is creating the overwhelm or the doubts, and just like, oh, lock right into that. That's it. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, thank you for sharing that. And again, all the other bits of wisdom that you've also shared throughout the conversation. It's just been great, you know, getting to hear about your journey from your role within the university teaching to taking us through that vulnerability of, you know, where you failed and but only to be learning, right? Throughout the failures is learning and learning to now the very impactful work that you're doing, helping people to become powerful communicators in business through the use of storytelling, which has been going on for ages and ages. So obviously it's such a powerful medium. Well, I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on today's show, and I've really enjoyed our conversation.
Oh, me too, Wendy. Thank you so much. It's been just a total pleasure to be here.
Yeah, that's great. And for all our listeners, remember, you can reach Karen through her website, and that's KarenDietz.com, and grab that free transformational communication toolkit for leaders to really provide such a wealth of information. So that's fantastic. And remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So, are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Dr. Karen Dietz. And as always, here's to your success.